The World Health Organization says the number of cases in the West Africa Ebola outbreak will top 9,000 this week. The official death toll stands at nearly 4,450, but it's believed to be a conservative figure. The WHO gave an update Tuesday on the Ebola crisis. The briefing was led by Dr. Bruce Alward, WHO Assistant Director General in charge of the operational response to the Ebola outbreak. He says 95% of the cases are reported in 19 of the 67 districts, counties, or prefectures in Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone, a figure that's held fairly steady for the past month.
If we look at the reported number of cases over the last 4 weeks, and we take seven-day blocks for which we have full data, it's been running about 1,000 cases a week now for about 3 to 4 weeks. A couple of people have looked at that and said, well, what's going on? Is the epidemic slowing down, or are we not seeing the exponential growth? And quite frankly, it's too early to say, because as most of you know, the numbers go up and down. The labs sometimes can't keep up with the amount of specimens they're getting.
Another reason is health officials may be overwhelmed by the paperwork involved in tracking the epidemic. Dr. Alward says there are some positive trends.
One is a slowing down in the rate of new cases in some areas in what's been the historic epicenter, Lofa County, Liberia. In both Kenema and Calhoun, it's been slowing down over the last couple of weeks as well. Now, as some of you also know, though, in Gekedu, right across the border, we've seen the disease go up and down as well. But as we talk to our teams on the ground there and teams from other organizations, there's a lot of information that suggests that this is the result of real change in the behavior or the approach of communities most often.
That behavior change includes a large increase in the number of safe burials. However, the WHO official has a warning for those who may say there are now just a few cases in those areas.
Well, that's like saying you're only a little bit pregnant, you know. This is Ebola. This is a horrible, unforgiving disease. You've got to get to zero.
To stop Ebola, he says, you need thorough tracing of those who may have been in contact with Ebola victims. Same-day isolation, among other things. Alward says, after visiting the region recently, he also saw some disturbing trends. One is that the disease is expanding geographically.
Looking at a map where they're coming up, because they're on the border areas as well, with Cote d'Ivoire in particular. We're seeing some additional areas reporting cases that we hadn't. So that's concerning, just that geographic expansion.
Alward says every district in the three worst affected countries must have full control over burials, case management, and behavior change. That's not the situation yet. He also says there is still a lack of what he calls real crisis management.
It's tough in crisis because, as you know, it's one thing if you're running a military and you have a command and control structure. It's another thing when you're running an awful lot of partners that are funded different ways, they have different accountabilities, et cetera, and you have to get them to common purpose. But there are things that can be done. Every country has got an emergency operating center or something to that effect. Often it's a meeting, everybody gets around the table, says what they're doing, and you know what? I don't care. What I care about is, here's what has to be done. Is someone doing all of those? And does this all fit on the critical path that gets you to zero?
The UN Mission for Ebola Emergency Response, UNMIR, recently unveiled a strategy to reverse the upward trend in Ebola cases. It's called the 70-70-60 Plan. The aim is to have the training, treatment, and logistics in place so there can be 70% safe burials and 70% of suspected cases isolated in 60 days. He admits, however, that will be a difficult target to reach. The WHO Assistant Director General says while there is plenty of bleak news, there are some bright spots, including the ramping up of the international response. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.